Britain has usually been very prudent in exercising its right of reply, but there are moments that we cannot remain silent. And the statement we have just heard from the podium only reinforces our view that a country that is not complying with its non-proliferation obligations should not be in a position to preside over CD meetings and this body that is capable and competent of addressing all non-proliferation and disarmament issues. These are not just accusations or allegations, but we know that at least in four cases, the OPCW-UN and Joint Investigative Mechanism have confirmed the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian armed forces. And there are several more cases of chemical weapons use reported by the Commission of Inquiry and the International Impartial Investigative Mechanism. As a European Union, we have a responsibility to raise these issues and reiterate our positions. Since the 28 ministers of the European Union member states, they have repeatedly condemned the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime and by Daesh. And they have also condemned the continued systematic, widespread and gross violations and abuses of human rights and violations of international humanitarian law by all parties, particularly by the Syrian regime. This must simply end, and those responsible must be held accountable. And the EU recalls that there can be no lasting peace in Syria under the current regime. Given all this, we continue to consider that the Syrian regime doesn't have the necessary credibility or legitimacy to perform the presidential functions in the CD. While we continue to respect the rules of procedures, we reject any attempts to misuse the CD presidency for purposes other than technical chairing of plenary meetings. Thank you.